Blog Talk Radio.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain.
Welcome, America, to Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. Today, I just had to play you some nice music because the subject that we're going to speak on today is going to be so... it's going to make you so angry that you're going to be glad that I played something nice, because it seems like we're turning into a world of a complete maniacs and crazy people. And so we are going to talk about a very serious subject today. A mom takes her twins, her 8-year-old twins, out of the New York public school system in Long Island. And we're going to be talking with her, and we're going to speak with the twins, because we want you to know what's going on with this big monster, this actual dictatorship of this new plan that the government has in store for your children called Common Core, and what can actually happen and what has happened to Jackie Mathery and her family. We're going to have Jackie tell you exactly what's happening. We're not going to have any musical or no commercial interruptions. And Jackie, are you there?
Yes, hi, I'm here, Ruth.
Hi, welcome to Breaking News Journal on Air Radio, dear.
Thank you for having me.
I know you've been making the rounds to City on a Hill Radio, the Dr. Roth and the Roth Report, because a lot of grassroots media outlets are really interested in your story. And I wanted to do something today to show you how much I appreciate how brave you are and the fact that you're not alone, by having you come on the program and really talk about the issues that happened with you and Ava and Jack, and why you had to pull them out of the public school system. It is going to terrify you, folks. And if you're in the chat room, I want you to be chatting about this, because this is serious and this is coming to a school and near you soon. Go ahead, Jackie. Tell us what happened.
Well, I mean, if the listeners are familiar with this new curriculum that was picked up in 46 states called Common Core, this is something that was basically slipped under the noses of parents, and a lot of people are not even aware that their children are doing this new curriculum, but they're doing it, and it is in their schools as we speak. For my children, this Common Core was slipped in probably at the end of January. So as the beginning of the year, they had normal schoolwork. They had normal, you know, third grade work. You do your addition, your reading, you know, write on key age-appropriate work that they were able to handle. My son has a bit of a learning disability. Nothing major. He just, you know, he has like poor, I'm trying to think of the word now. He's not a quick thinker, you know.
Okay,
he needs things
okay.
kind of spelt out for him. And he was doing very well in the beginning of the year. He was coming home with all his tests, and he was the happiest little boy and always aiming to please, and everything was hung up on my wall. And, you know, I noticed a change. I noticed a change in both of my children, and I couldn't figure out what was happening to them. They were both angry. I mean, suffering from anxiety.
Wow.
It got to the point where it was so bad I could not even bring them to school. They would cry hysterical. They would beg me not to go. And, you know, just being a mom going through that, that's hard to deal with, because, you know, as a mom, you have to send your children to school. And I did not know it was happening. I thought it was just something they weren't comfortable with, you know, at home, or they were having thoughts. I could not figure out what was going on with my children.
Absolutely.
As time went by and things got worse with them, they would sit down to do their homework and they would just start bawling. I mean, crying, hysterical. They were stressed out. They've just had enough. And, you know, I decided to start looking into this schoolwork. And, of course, you know, I was having meetings with the teachers, and all I was told was it's this new curriculum called Common Core. You know, we don't like it ourselves, but I'm sorry. This is what we have to do. That's all I was getting.
Wow.
At that point, you know, you're talking math that me as an adult, I could not even figure it out. It was so confusing. It made no sense. It was not age appropriate for these children.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as time went on, I was sitting there wondering, like, what happened to third grade work? Where
mm-hmm.
did the cursive writing go?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't my children know how to tell time on a clock? Why is there no homework coming home with clocks? What? Where is the third grade work?
It's scary.
It's very scary. I mean, this math is something that would take, and I'm not kidding you, it would take 4, 5, 6, 7 steps to get an answer.
Oh,
now, how
Lord.
Do you take a child with a learning disability and expect him to break something down like that? Okay? Now, also, mind you, if the listeners are familiar with this, this is a one-size-fits-all education. One size fits all. It doesn't matter what disability you have. It does not matter for any child in 46 states what disability your child has. Your child is getting the same work in third grade.
This cookie cutter type of education.
Yes, absolutely. And one size does not fit all.
Mm-hmm.
It does not fit all.
Absolutely.
You're talking about children like my son's got an IEP, which is an individualized education plan, okay, which is to make things easier for him.
Mm-hmm.
What's the sense in having
made
that?
It harder for him.
Yes, what is the sense in having that, which in a sense means he's going to be catered to, okay, with his work. He's going to get the services that he needs. He's
right,
going to get
right.
work that's appropriate for him, but not with Common Core. You get mm-hmm. what you get, and that's it.
And everybody
well,
has to come up to that standard no matter what, and they all have to come to that same conclusion at the same time and all that nonsense.
Absolutely, and it doesn't matter where you live. I mean, with the neighborhood I'm in, I pay $12,000 a year in taxes, and my child's getting the same education as someone who lives in another state who pays less than that. I mean, none of it was making sense, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't until my son, I went to take him to school one day. He absolutely lost it. He cried hysterical one morning so bad. And he just kept looking at me and saying, Mommy, please don't make me go. Please don't make me go. Please. And, you know, of course I said, you know, Jack, honey, you have to go. You have to go to school. And he wasn't having it. He decided in his little head he was going to do everything in his power to not be forced into that building. Now, like I said, I was just finding out about this Common Core thing, and knowing that this little boy is sitting in class, they are working these kids all day long.
Mm-hmm.
There's no more artwork that comes home. Where's the fun? What happened to the kids having fun in school? Well, my son decided he had enough. It's
mm-hmm.
almost like child abuse, what they're doing to these kids in school.
It is child abuse, but they don't even care about that. They have a whole nother agenda to have everybody herded into one form of education, and they don't give a squat what the teachers think or what the parents think or the children.
No, and the teachers, I have to tell you, are completely on edge because they are told now how to teach. You're talking, you know, women, men, teachers that, you know, went to school for many, many years. They know how to educate. They know what works for children. They know that children are, you know, do very well when they're critical free thinkers. And they're
mm-hmm.
no longer critical free thinkers. They're told how to think. They're told what to do.
And this is set up by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, ExxonMobil, and Bill Ayers, who's a part of the Weather Underground, and people. These guys are – the Weather Underground is a domestic terrorist organization, and this guy now is being flagged as a person who is a professor, you know, and Bill Gates. And these guys are involved in eugenics, and that means that they want to re-educate your children and make them become a bunch of robots. And we're
yes,
not going to have
Common Core.
It
they will
do it. Yeah.
they will be the common children, okay? And this is to nationalize education. Everyone, it was meant to be picked up in 50 states, okay? It was meant to take over the whole education process, public education, Catholic schools, charter schools, what have you. Their big plan was to take over the whole, all of education. Okay, so every child is being taught the same thing at the same time. Why? Because they're setting them up to be drones for our, the new global world.
The one world order situation that President H.W. Bush talked about when he was in office. Now we're starting to see it actually in operation. Okay, Jackie, finish telling me about your story because I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to inform the people a little bit about
what's I mean, everyone should be informed because I don't want everyone to – I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are not really familiar with Common Core, and Common Core is a beast with many tentacles. And until you – research this stuff and you put the pieces together, you will not understand that there's many aspects to this. There's the state mandated tests that just came up, which is connected to Common Core, which I just have to say, I'll go into my son's story in 1 second, but these state mandated tests for these parents out there that know that their children have been taking these tests. Now for my children in third grade, this was 6 days long for 70 minutes each day.
Wow. Oh, my Lord.
That has never happened with an eight-year-old. No eight-year-old has ever been tested for 6 days straight for 70 minutes. And the other grades were getting tested for 90 minutes for 6 days straight.
Lord. Oh, God.
It is way too much for them. And then after they're done with their 70 minutes, they go about working all day long, come home, do homework. These kids are a disaster.
Oh,
they're
Lord, amazing. No wonder they're on edge. My God. You know, this is absolutely insane. Oh, my God. Okay, Jackie, go ahead and finish. Because this is crazy. We could talk about this forever. We're getting into the details of it. But I do know the Department of Education Administration has the information online. And pages 34 through 49, people out there, if you want to find out what's going on, the real good details of it is on page 34 to 49 of the Department of Education's information about Common Core. It will absolutely scare you. And for parents to think, well, I'll just take my children out of school, that's okay. And in some states you're going to have a battle because some states are trying to say that it's illegal for you to even homeschool. So be aware of what's going on out there. And when Jackie gets to telling you her story, we're going to let the kids come on to share exactly how they feel, and now that they're homeschooling, how much better they feel and everything. Because I understand they're doing a lot better now that you have them home.
Oh, yeah. And what you just said, there's going to be nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be anywhere to go. There's not going to be anywhere to run from this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be implemented into every single school. Okay.
Oh my God, you're absolutely right. See, that's why, you know, my husband, he has the Master Educators Tutoring Service and Exchange, because he's getting ready to get teachers and educators who want to get out of the public school system into learning to his service so that he can reach people like your kids just in case you need support and backup. You know, we need educators out there that's going to be ready to get out of their job because they're already frantic enough, and so they're going to need to get out of their job. This thing is so many different folds to it, like Jackie said. You know, we're going to have every tentacle out to be able to help the teachers, the parents, and these companies who have a lot of resources like Exxon, who's helping Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation. We need companies to be helping to make sure that we can keep these kids away from Common Core. You know, so anyway, I'm ranting. So go ahead and Jackie and tell what happened today.
That's
to get
okay.
You into school.
Yeah, so my son, the morning that I took him in and the morning that he decided that he's had enough. I mean, they basically, like I said, this is child abuse, okay? And I really didn't know this at the time. But he flipped out. He flipped out in the lobby of his school, and he looked at me, and he you know, this is a very sweet boy, I have to tell you. He's never been in trouble ever before, okay? He was doing so good at the beginning of the year. He was a happy, happy child. And like I said, I watched my son change before my eyes. Well, here's my son in the school building looking at me, and the tears are starting to pour down, and he's looking at me, and he's rubbing his fists together. And you can see this child is about to blow. He kicked one sneaker off his foot, and he kicked it across the floor, and then he took the other one and he kicked that off his foot, and that went flying across the floor, and then he took his lunchbox, his little metal Spider-Man lunchbox, and he threw that across the floor. He ripped his sweatshirt off, and he got up and he ran. He ran to the door. To the door, and as he was trying to run out, the school psychologist came and grabbed him, you know, around his shoulders and, you know, turned him away and started walking him down the hall as he turned around and looked at me with his eyes welled up, crying hysterical, and said, "Please, Mommy, please don't make me go." And she walked him past me down the hall with no shoes on.
Oh, Lord.
This is how I'm watching my son being led away. Okay? And I had no choice. I had to leave him there. Okay, I called the school 3, 4, 5 times after I left. I wanted to know how my son was doing. And I got to the point where I started getting angry after the third phone call and said, "I have called you guys 3 times. I would like to know if my son is okay." I mean, you're sending your child to this building and you don't even know what they're doing anymore.
Mm-mm,
you don't know what they're doing in class.
Oh my God.
You don't know, none of these parents know what's going on, but I, you know, I got that was a Friday, and you know, we got past it, and Monday came, and you know, he got off the bus that day, and he cried, and he said, "I hate it there. I hate it there. I don't want to go back." And he used to love school, okay? And now Monday came, and I went to bring him back, and, you know, sure enough, you know, this is a little boy that, you know, he's still feeling it. Doesn't matter that the weekend came.
Absolutely.
He didn't want to go. He did not want to go. And he tried to run out again.
Oh,
and, you know, of course, you know, I stopped him. I tried to sit him down and talk to him, and he just cried. And it wasn't a hysterical cry. He sat there quietly in the lobby looking at me with the tears pouring down his face.
Oh, my God.
And this school principal, in front of administrators, parents, and everybody in the lobby, turned around and told me that I should take my son, in front of my son, that I should take my son to a psychiatric ward.
Oh, my God. Now, you
and
know
I
she
said,
needed her, but actually whipped.
Yes, but you know what? It would have been nice if she tried to comfort. You're a principal of a third grader. You should be trying to comfort the child, okay? And when I turned around and I said, "A psychiatric ward?" I said, are you kidding me? He's 8 years old. My son does not need a psychiatric ward. I said, what my son needs is age-appropriate work that he can handle. He can't handle this common core work. And she turned around and she said to me, "Mrs. Mazzei, when your son gets into this building, he's fine, so he can handle the work." So this woman is telling me, I'm his mother. She's telling me what my son can handle?
Well, this is a part of the control. This is a part of the control that they're going to have. So, you know, see, that's the thing. So you took them out, and you're homeschooling them. Would you please tell everyone the procedure that is in New York so that they can try to stop you from homeschooling your children?
Well, I signed him out. I have him right now in an online interactive class. You know, he could see his teacher online, and this school is very against Common Core. They do webcasts on it constantly. It's classic learning. So my children were brought back to regular adding, not doing 5, 6, 7 steps to get an answer. You know, they were brought back to, you know, writing cursive. They don't even know it yet, and it's almost the end of the year, but I couldn't send my son back there. I had to call this school in tears and ask them, please, can they finish out the rest of the year, because I can't send them back there. And I was blessed enough to have been able to do that. And
And it's
they,
called Classic. It's called Classic.
Classic Learning. Yep. You know, another big person involved. I should say, corporation involved in this whole Common Core scam is Pearson's. Okay, Pearson's is the one who makes all the testing. Pearson's, you know, and the parents out there, if you look at your children's math books, I'm sure you're going to see either McGraw-Hill or Pearson on your child's book.
Yep.
Okay? Yep. That's when I started researching. I took that name off my child's book and started researching. Because the whole math book makes no sense. And it's basically a dumbing down of our children.
Absolutely, absolutely. Is Jack there?
Yeah, he might be a little shy, but we'll see if he can say hello. Jack?
Okay.
You want to say hi to the listeners? Say hi. That's Ruth. Say hi, Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
How are you, Jack?
Good.
That's good. How are you feeling? You're feeling fine. You're glad.
I'm kind of like, I'm still mad about Common Core and everything.
Oh, bless your heart, bless your heart. Well, you know, your mom has shared a lot with us, and I wanted you to share with the people you're mad about Common Core. How did they treat you there?
Like poop.
Oh, bless your heart. And your sister, too?
I think. I don't really know.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad that you shared a little bit with us. Do you want to tell any other moms or anything out there to take their kids out of the schools, or is there anything you want to say to them?
I'm doing much better now.
Make everyone, if you're listening, make sure your kids don't get teach this stuff. They can't handle it.
Okay. Okay, Jack. Thank you, darling.
You're good, baby.
Thank you,
you're
darling.
Okay.
Oh,
Ruthie
bless
says
his
thank
heart.
You, okay? Yeah, he's
a
really good boy, you know, and he didn't deserve. I mean, he was being taught lessons that these teachers are under pressure to get finished. And, you know, at one point my son came home off the bus and, you know, once again, you know, telling me how much he hated school. He was crying hysterical. I said, what happened? He said, they sent me to study hall. Okay, now, study hall is study hall. We know that from when we went to school. This is not study hall. This is detention. Okay?
Absolutely.
So my child did not finish two questions on a class lesson that apparently needed to be turned in to Pearson's by their teacher, and he didn't finish it. So he was sent to what they call study hall, which in turn meant he lost his recess. These are eight-year-old children. You're starting to punish now?
Yeah.
You're starting to punish because these children are not keeping up with it. And let me explain why. These teachers are pressured, okay? What I was telling you before, these state-mandated tests are aligned with Common Core. Those tests have nothing to do with your child's grade, nothing. Those tests are to assess the teachers to see how well they taught this since the end of January. How
At
are you going to take an
oh
eight-year-old's assessment? How can you take an eight? Yeah, an eight-year-old scores to assess a teacher with a bachelor's degree.
Oh my Lord.
These teachers have less than 2 years to get their scores in, and part of their plan is, you know, they made it so difficult, these tests, they set it up for these children to fail them, okay, to fail these tests. So when the stats come in on the teachers get fired. Pearson's brings their own educators in at that point for half the amount that these teachers make. So now the Pearson educators take over our school. Then the school stats come in. Now my school where I live, okay, last year we came in number five in the nation, our high school. Number five in the nation.
Wow.
This year, my high school dropped to number 46 because of Common Core. Common Core. And now when your school stats come in low, your school loses its funding. Our schools are already in a hole because I just want to fill you in here because I have done my homework. This is all connected to a grant.
pushed through by the Obama administration called Race to the Top. They made it like a competition for schools to get grant money, okay? And it was a race, Race to the Top. In all seriousness, this is Race to the Bottom, okay? So 46 states signed on to get this money for their schools. They then turned around and said that to them, all you have to do is adopt these Common Core standards, and you have to also sign on to collecting data on your children, 400 points of data that they're going to store, that you can go online and look this up. The corporation is called In Bloom, and guess who it's run by? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Oh, my God. The eugenics themselves.
It has already been built. It is up and standing, okay, this data corporation is in Utah. And they're taking 400 points of data off of every single child and the teachers. So these standardized tests are where the data is coming in on where your kid falls in line with these standards. Okay, and it's also coming in on how they, the data on the teachers. Okay, so they're storing this in a corporation called In Bloom. You could go online and look up In Bloom. It's all out there. All out there. And I just want to say this for the parents out there, because not only is this work ridiculously, you know, they're trying to break up the. It sounds crazy, but they're trying to break up the whole, like, family process, and everyone's just aggravated and, you know, under stress. And now they just released, and you can look this up. These are government documents. You can go on to the NYSED.gov. That is the New York State Education Department. They are releasing the national sex standards. Okay,
that's absolutely insane.
They are. It's written. You can read them. You can read them online. And what it reads is, because I went and looked it up, and this is going to be given to our children whether we like it or not. These children are going to be taught K through 12. By the time they are in second grade, they will know what female and male body parts are called.
That's disgusting.
That is a parent's decision to teach their children that.
Exactly. Well, you know what they want to do?
Not the federal government.
Absolutely. Well, you know, they want to take total control away from the parents. So that's why the only thing the parents have is to take their children out of public school. That's the only
part. And that's what I did.
Yeah, and that's what you did. And that's why they're even sounding better today. Where's Ava?
Oh, hold on. Where's my Ava? There's my Ava. Hold on.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Ava. How you doing, dear?
Good.
That's good. You've been helping your mom still pass out flyers for against Common Core?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Honey, would you tell the people out there in Radio Land how you felt when your brother went through what he went through, and how you felt, too?
Well, I felt, like, so sad for my brother that I wish, like, that I was him, and, like, that he didn't have to go through all this.
Oh, amen. Oh, bless your heart. I know. And you know what? Your wonderful twin sister, I know he's glad to have you as a twin sister. You know, and you guys, we will talk more, and I'm so glad that you came on and shared with the audience how you feel about everything. Is there anything else you want to say to them?
Well, I kind of felt like that too, and I don't know, but I don't know what's going on with my, I don't know if this is about Common Core, but when I went to lunch today, I got put in study hall for standing up.
What?
Yeah, I didn't even know, he said, sit down, 3 times, so I got put in study hall just for standing up. I don't know if that's just Common Core, but
they're not treating you guys good.
Bless your heart. But they shouldn't have messed with it. They shouldn't have put that stress on you when you were standing up.
Yeah, I was just talking to my friend, and she's like, sit down. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Can I just, I'm throwing out my garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? God is in control, and He's gonna take care of everything, Ava. I'm so glad you don't have to go through that anymore. Your mom is a good mom, and she is, and we're all here to support her and get you guys through all of this. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I also missed recess, so I'm like, oh my gosh.
You missed recess too?
Yeah, just for standing up, I get put in study hall.
That's not good. But you don't have to worry about that anymore. Mama took care of you and took care of that, and so that's a wonderful thing. Thank you so much, Ava, for sharing.
Thank you.
Okay, honey, talk to you a little later. Let me speak back to your mom.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
I just heard that for the first time. I didn't even know that my child was denied recess. I just found that out just now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's finishing out
the year because she actually has one field trip this year that's coming at the end of May. There had been no field trips the whole year. There's no more parent-teacher conferences. Nothing's going on here anymore. So, you know, she wanted to go do this trip with her friends on the bus. And you know, so she's finishing out the end of the year. But come September, she's not going back there. I'm not subjecting them to this kind of work anymore.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you're a good mom, and I know that you're taking care of everything for the kids and everything, but you're not suffering this alone. I'm so glad that you've gotten in contact with all of us, Christina and City on a Hill and Don and everybody that you've communicated with. We will be supporting you and doing everything we possibly can to get this information out so we can sound the alarm all over this country because, you know, you live in – and you and I have spoke about a little bit about the neighborhood that you live in and how people are so complacent and they're not even aware what's happening. And this is going to get this is going to totally not only shock them, it may be too late by the time they find out about it because they're not listening to you.
Yeah, that's what scares me. And, you know, I mean, I'm on Facebook. I mean, this world revolves around social media now. And, you know, I have my own personal friends and on my page. I mean, I belong to a bunch of group pages to stop Common Core, but my own personal page has turned into information on Common Core and me begging my friends, please, please wake up and pay attention. Please watch this video. I urge you to find out now what is happening with your children before it's too late. And this isn't something that may or may not happen. It is happening, and all a parent has to do is pick up the phone and call their child's school and ask, simply ask, is my child being taught Common Core standards? That's all they have to do because the answer is going to be yes.
Yes. And teachers are frightened about this, and that's why we're trying to make sure that we work with everything, you know, with students and everybody coming together. We've got to get everybody together so that we can get just totally collapse the education system. I think that's the only way out to get any normalcy back into society. And I still wouldn't take my children back to a public school after anything like this. That would be it forever.
Absolutely not. I mean, like I said, when my kids were, it took me a long time to actually realize, like, what happened to penmanship? What happened? They're 8 years old. What happened to these things that they, you know, and you got someone like Gates saying, well, they don't need penmanship anymore. It's an electronic world. Everybody texts.
And who does he think he is? You know, it's like, my God. You know, he's going to go around and tell somebody what a parent needs to know. You know, you take care of, you make your own child a robot. I bet you his children are not going through Common Core.
Oh, no, they are not, and Obama's children don't even go to a school with Common Core. I know the name of the school that they go to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend of mine call the school. They do not have Common Core. They do not have state-mandated tests. These people's children are not being subjected to any of this.
This goes right to the thing that we're talking about. And, you know, people don't understand. This is what eugenics is about. It's them thinking they're dumbing down people. They want to re-educate people and mess up their minds and stuff like that. And then they think that you're degenerates. And it doesn't matter about what kind of money you have. It doesn't matter about your social economic status or your skin color. This is about everybody, and we all have got to come together now, and that's what we are doing.
Absolutely does not matter if you, this is not political. This does not matter if you're a Republican, a Democrat, just like you said, no matter what skin color you are, this affects the whole country. And when somebody evil wants to do something evil and get their way, the first thing they do is go after the children.
The children.
To mold their minds.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Jackie, it has been an honor having you on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio and having Ava and Jack on. And I'm going to send you this program in about 30 minutes because it's going to load, and then I'll send it over to you, and I'll send you the embedded code so you can have it and everything. And please pass this around because almost all the interviews you've done, they've never heard the children before, and I want them to hear the children because I was crying just now. You know, he listened to them, you know, and everything.
They cried.
This is awful. You know, this is awful, and I think this will wake a lot of parents up. Is there anything you want to say?
I just want to tell you this. My children know, you know, I didn't shield them from this. My children know that I'm fighting for their schools. I try to explain to my children that school is not supposed to be like this. Something bad is happening.
Yes.
And, you know, even though, you know, you don't have a lot of kids in your class that know what's going on, they're going to know, and they're going to find out the hard way, which is the sad part. But my children are out there every day with me, and, you know, their stepdad, and they're doing flyers on cars, and my daughter does not get tired. She wants to keep going. We put, you know, a very informative, I don't know if it's okay with you to say the name of the website that we have going here.
No, don't say anything that you want to give out before we sign off.
Yeah, it's called Stop Common Core in New York, okay? You could spell it out in then New York, N-E-W-Y-O-R-K. Or it will come up Stop CCSS in newyork.com. And there's a 5-part video for parents that don't really understand this. If you go onto that website and you click on the video link, there's a 5-part video that is very simple to understand, and it breaks down the whole entire Common Core scam and what exactly it is. And I started with that video because, like I said, this is a tentacle with many, you know, this is a beast with many tentacles. So just to start with that video to be aware of what the scheme, they need to know what the scheme is here. Okay?
Absolutely.
And once you get
a
hold of that, you start putting pieces together. Like myself, I'm very educated on this now. I know all of it. I know everything this entails.
And that's wonderful because you're going to be around. You're probably going to be taking the Jack and Ava all over the country eventually because you're an expert on it now, and you can't be a better expert than being a mom who's gone through it. Jackie, thank you so much for being on Breaking News.
And I'm just a mom. That's it. I'm just
you
a mom.
You're a mom now. That's a pro though. So thank you so much for being on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio, Jackie. And we'll talk in a bit.
Thank you, Ruth.
Come rain, come shine, I meet you and to me the world is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. When you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed. Tell you that you're marvelous. Tell you that you're wonderful again. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. And I love you under my skin.